Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Thursday, November 23rd, 2006. Here in the United States of America, this is a special holiday we call Thanksgiving Day. I realize many readers are from America, and yet there are also many from all around the world. Today's message will be appropriate for all. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber. We're sitting here together on a rainy, dreary day here in our part of the world, in rural Lancaster County, Pennsylvania, USA. The scripture verse today is titled, Psalm 100, verse 4. The message is titled Thanksgiving. Brooksine, read the scripture text.
Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name.
Well, as I mentioned, today is Thanksgiving Day here in America. Although many will have turkey, as is the custom, I respectfully remind readers that it's not Turkey Day, as many have come to call it. I know Canadians celebrate a Thanksgiving Day in October, but I'm not sure of the customs in other countries, which may also have a similar day. Well, it's a wonderful day in which many of us have great memories. Brooksine and I especially remember gathering with our grandparents, aunts and uncles, and many cousins on this day while growing up. I'm sure many of you have similar memories, and for you this will be a special day of making memories, at least I should say for many of you.
The specific day we call Thanksgiving may well have been established here in America, but God's call for his people to be thankful goes back deep into the Bible period. In the various offerings ordained in the law of Moses, we find thank offerings commanded. Throughout Israel's long history recorded in the Bible, we read of special periods of thanksgiving.
In the New Testament, being thankful is commanded again and again. And in a heavenly glimpse found in Revelation, we find the 24 elders who are seated on their thrones before God, bowing on their faces and worshiping God, saying,
"We give thanks to you, Lord God Almighty, the one who is and who was, because you have taken your great power and have begun to reign."
But probably my favorite scripture verse on the subject of thanksgiving is the majestic call to worship in Psalm 100, from which our daily text is taken from. I consider that this was likely written about 3,000 years ago, and yet absolutely remains the call for God's people today and every day.
Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name.
Notice the repetition for emphasis. This is called Hebrew parallelism. Thanksgiving, praise, thanks, praise. Notice also the focal point of thankfulness is directed to the Lord. In increasingly secular America, there is a vague focus on being thankful without specifying to whom. The scripture says,
"Be thankful to him and praise his name."
The basis for our praise and thanksgiving should bless us as much as it did the initial worshipers. The very next verse in Psalm 100 states, "For the Lord is good, and his love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations." Well, we're about 90 generations removed based on a 33-year period. That's easy math for me. From the time that David wrote this, and here we are reading these words of Scripture today. There's no expiration date. His goodness, love, and faithfulness endures and will do so forever, through all generations into eternity. We rejoice in that truth today, and we welcome you to join Brooksine and me in Thanksgiving.
Let's pray together. In thanksgiving, we lift our voices of praise from grateful hearts, Father, as we sing songs of praise and adoration to you, our blessed King. Whether in seasons of prosperity or in seasons of want, we find your grace sufficient to meet each one of our needs. You guide us, protect us, and you provide for us as we journey here below. every good and perfect gift comes from your hand. Thank you, faithful Father. Amen.
Amen. Well, we are grateful for those of you that have listened to our message. Some of you, we realize, will listen to it Thanksgiving, others in the coming days. We would like to point out our website is www.dailyencouragement.net. That's all one word, daily encouragement, just like it's spelled. We welcome you to visit our site today. We do have a number of different resources. We have some songs posted that actually today Brooksine suggested the song, a contemporary worship song called Forever, God is Faithful. It's a great song of Thanksgiving. Also have some material that we had placed up yesterday as well on an idea for a meaningful family or even a church type of fellowship gathering on how to express thanks. An idea we've used in our home called Thank You for the Thorns. Also have a post up to Brooksine's notes from her presentation regarding the history of the Pilgrims she gave and referred to earlier this week. Well, have a blessed day today. May you live in thankfulness today. Do you want to say something?
Happy Thanksgiving.
That was really in harmony.
I was trying to give him signs and he couldn't meet. Let's try it again.
Happy Thanksgiving.
God bless you.